And I guess what I find problematic about this idea of disruptive innovation is we've kind of let the people who do communication technologies have a real long run as kind of the drivers of this current economy for a while. We've been living in the disruptive economy for at least a decade now. And yes, the devices have gotten smaller and the devices have gotten faster. But are things really better? Is the economy better? Is the standard of living better? Do we have stronger civil rights and freedoms? Is culture better and more enriched? Are artists finding it easier to make a living these days? Is nature better? It's pretty much the case that only a few people are really benefiting. There's a wonderful talk by Bruce Sterling that I would love your friends will keep on.
In music, literature, the arts, entertainment, publishing, the fourth estate, the military, political parties, manufacturing, pretty much everywhere except finance, health, the law, and the prison/military industry. Which is why they've got all the money now and the rest of us are pretty much reduced to disrupted global peons.
So to sum up, I will assert to you that in the era of disruptive innovation, the economy is worse, culture is worse, nature is worse, inequality is off the charts, and I'm not sure I'm ready to just kind of saddle up on the innovation train and let the buildings take me to whatever station.